for just one corporate job, only 4 to 6 people will get an interview for every 250 that go in as far as resumes go. That's crazy just to even get a shot. Those are not good odds. The fact is, you need a real person advocating to a real employer that has a real job. And that's where Express Employment Professionals come in. Express is your local resource to help you get a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. That's 18,000 jobs that need to be filled right now. Find your nearest office at expresspros.com. And Express never charges a job seeker to help find employment. Your locally owned Express office can connect you with available jobs in your community. On expresspros.com, you'll find jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, information technology. Visit the nearest Express office today to speak with hiring professionals connected to the available jobs in your community. Visit expresspros.com to find a location near you. Expresspros.com.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Ah, hola, good morning. Welcome to Friday's show. And good morning, studio.
Good morning.
Okay, so a lot of things today. First of all, watching the hurricane. Second of all, lots of artists and records out today. Well, Thomas Rhett will be in for day 3. Kip Moore will be stopping by. We'll do the dance parties. But first, we must premiere a new Blake Shelton song. I love this song. I was on the video when they shot it in California, and I didn't get to talk a lot about it because they told me not to. But this is the new one from Blake Shelton. It is such a good song. And when I heard the title of it, I was like, that song's probably going to be stupid. But it's not. It's really good. It's Blake Shelton, I'll Name the Dogs, a world premiere this morning here on the Bobby Bones Show.
You find the spot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the funny. You plant the flowers, I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the pain, I'll pick a guitar. Sang you a song out there with the crickets and the frogs. You name the babies and I'll name the dogs.
Yeah. Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Amy, listen to this.
Okay.
Southwest pilot John Ritchie, been flying for a while. His 1 millionth passenger was about to get on his flight. So, with his own money, they got ready. The passenger walked on. They knew exactly the number. Beep, beep, beep. He gave them a humongous bottle of really nice champagne, an autographed copy of the boarding card that he signed. He's like, 1 million. And then an envelope full of cash equaling the cost of the ticket.
What? That's amazing.
And he was like, you're my millionth. I want to make...
Like,
wow. Isn't that cool?
Man,
and what
that
if you're
is,
that person? All you're trying to do
is just get somewhere.
Is get to Cleveland.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're rocking champagne and a bunch of cash.
That's super cool.
Didn't we act married one time to get champagne?
Well, we were going to Vegas. And yeah, so they asked if anybody... Yes, 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 yeah, we did.
And I don't even drink champagne, but they were like, we got... Who's getting married? Who's part? I was we are.
I think when we were like deplaning, yeah, they gave us a whole bottle.
And then we had to kiss just to prove it.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
All right.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. Hurricane Irma is a Category 4 storm now. It's past Haiti, Turks and Caicos. It's headed for Cuba and the Bahamas. It's a very dangerous storm. It's going to be here this weekend. Florida could have a direct hit. In Miami, police shot a man who had a knife and was on the Miami airport runway. Luckily, nobody was injured. They're still figuring out how he got on the runway. And finally, in sports, the NFL is back. The Chiefs beat the Patriots 42-27 last night.
Okay, so Ray, our producer, goes to the part in Nashville that's like the super touristy part. And he sees someone he thinks famous because, Raymond, you saw with a hoodie and glasses on, he didn't need to have it on?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was... A typical day where clouds are over the sky, you don't need to have sunglasses on, and most people don't wear a hoodie when it's 90, 80, you know, upper 80s in the city.
So he sees him, he's like, okay, that's got to be somebody famous. Now, they have red hair. Any guesses as to who it is before Ray tells us? Because I know, Amy, hoodie, glasses, kind of longish red hair. Who is it?
Oh, Carrot Top?
Yes. What?
Wow.
It really was?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Would anyone else have guessed Carrot Top?
No.
Who would you have guessed with red hair?
I had Luke Reba. Combs.
Reba.
Who? Luke Combs.
Luke Combs doesn't really have red hair.
Like brownish reddish. I see where Lunchbox might be going with that.
Luke Combs, he has short hair. And
yeah.
Yeah, I would have guessed Reba. And Amy went straight to Carrot Top. Ray, was he walking with like a posse?
Yeah, he had his entourage with him, and he definitely didn't want to be bothered. And I actually parked in the alley, and Randy will get a picture. I was like, oh my gosh, that's from my childhood. That's Carrot Top. And they already hurried him into another building. I don't know why he was on Music Row, though.
For those who don't know, Carrot Top's a comedian, and he uses a lot of props. His net worth is $75 million.
Whoa! Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's crazy. And so Carrot Top was really like funny and cutting edge back in the day. He's 52 years old.
Oh, wow.
We're all getting older. I don't know if you guys have noticed this.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely, we're all getting older. Today, Thomas Rhett, Kip Moore, the dance party comes up in a little bit. Thanks for hanging out with us here on Friday morning. Carrot Top, if you're listening, shout out, my friend.
Bobby Bones Show.
Time for the positivity. It's Tell Me Something Good time.
Tell me something good.
A photographer named Josh turned his 3-year-old daughter into Wonder Woman. And so the photo series went viral. So this year, he was like, I want to do this. I want to take kids with diseases and disabilities and make them all Justice League superheroes. So people donated money and made their replica costumes. Each costume cost about $10,000. And so they'll put all these kids and make them Superman, Wonder Woman, Cyborg. And then he showed them all their pictures and had them on camera. And it was like the coolest thing to these kids.
Wow, that's amazing.
And it just started out with him doing his daughter, like with the, you know, taking a picture of her, and then all these other kids that have disabilities. Like, hey, look, you're also a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Made them feel really special.
Love it.
I loved it, too. Amy, you're up.
Well, a lot of airports are taking on this idea of having therapy dogs throughout the terminal. So, like, I think 30 different airports in America now have it. And I would like to see every airport in all the land have therapy dogs. They have these vests that just say, pet me, and you get to pet them. Like, a lot of anxious flyers are out there, and they get time with these little dogs to treat their anxiety before they board the plane.
I'd like to have a pig. I saw San Francisco had a therapy pig. If we're getting to, like, make wishes, yeah. I'll run a therapy pig.
I'll take that, too.
A goat. Yeah, Lunchbox.
All right, there was this guy who was sitting on the porch, and he was sitting there eating his lunch outside of a restaurant going, man, it's a beautiful afternoon. All of a sudden, this truck loses control, hops the curb, pins the guy underneath the truck. 15 bystanders come and lift the truck off
of
him.
Wow.
And he just suffered minor injuries.
Wow.
But he's just sitting there eating a sandwich going, man, what a beautiful day. And then all of a sudden, oh no, I'm pinned underneath the truck.
The fact that 15 people came over and lifted that truck.
Yeah.
That, imagine the adrenaline just flowing through their body trying to get that truck off that guy. Wow. Wow, wow. And crazy didn't die. Like, crazy the truck didn't crush him. All right, so like you guys, watching all the hurricane coverage, and Raymond is the guy who keeps track of all the news, so we'll go over to Raymond now. All right, what's the latest on what's happening with Irma, Ray?
Yeah, Hurricane Irma is a Category 4 storm now with winds over 150 miles an hour. The Florida governor has ordered all schools and universities to be closed. There are mandatory evacuations for a lot of South Florida. The projected path is shifted to the left, and Florida could have a direct hit, possibly Miami. The storm right now has passed Haiti, Turks and Caicos. Today it's going to head to Cuba, the Bahamas. It's projected to make landfall in South Florida early Sunday morning as a Category 4 hurricane.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Toronto, Canada. A woman and her boyfriend were out when they got in a fight. She said, you know what? I'll prove a point to you. She goes over to a crane and climbs up the crane.
What? She climbs up a crane?
She's mad at her boyfriend, yeah. So she climbs up a crane.
Yeah.
She gets up there, and then she gets scared and starts yelling, help!
Oh,
help!
I would.
Someone help me! So the fire department had to come. 2.5 hours later, they got her down. And she was charged with 6 different crimes.
And I would bet, if I'm just a betting man, that she probably had priors out, too. This is the kind of person who probably is running from the law or something, too. Wow.
They had to put her in a harness and, you know, bring her down slowly, 2.5 hours.
Oh,
rescue operation. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Stopping by the studio in about 4 minutes is Kip Moore. Today is album release day for Slowheart. There's so much out today. I'm trying to catch up. Like, I listened to pretty much all of the Thomas Rhett record this morning. I heard a lot of the Dustin Lynch last night because we did a theater show together. And then now I got to get to the Kip stuff. And then I'll give my opinion on which I like the best. So, not that anybody cares. But there's a lot of music. Toby Keith's got a record out today. Kelly Clarkson, Sam Smith. Lots of records out today. So, a lot of music. But Kip Moore will be coming by in the next 4 minutes or so. But this Dustin Lynch song, Love Me or Leave Me Alone, play some of this. I think this is maybe, so far, my favorite song of all the albums. It's Dustin Lynch and Karen Fairchild. I just love this song.
I've been holding this in from the very first kiss, and I've been losing my mind trying to keep up like this. But we both know that there comes a time, and I hate to sound harsh or unkind. Love me or leave me alone.
That's the new Dustin Lynch. It's not even a single. But on my Instagram last night, I posted him and Soundcheck doing it. And then we did it last night at the theater. Man, it's really good.
Good.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even Amy approves?
Yeah.
Dang. Everybody's buying it now. If Amy approves, heads up, I had to get cottage cheese from the gas station.
No.
Ooh.
I had to.
No.
Because there was only a little bit of fruit and a little bit of cottage cheese. So
okay.
I had to get So heads up.
Okay.
The good news is it's Friday, and you probably missed a couple days where it really stings my belly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can get through it over the weekend.
I was reading a story about cottage cheese, and they were like, most Americans don't know why it's called cottage cheese. They're so stupid. And I was like, I don't know why it's called cottage cheese. Apparently because they used to make it in cottages with the milk that was left from butter.
Okay.
But they acted like people were idiots if they didn't know that. Like, I grew up in a very rural, small town, a mill town, in Mountain Pine, Arkansas. Population 700. Like, you got no more rural. Now, we didn't live Abraham Lincoln style, but we lived trailers. But I didn't, like, I'm country. I didn't know that. And so they're like, oh, America's stupid. Well, I guess I'm part of that. I'm starting to be part of the stupid crew. Would anyone have known what cottage cheese is?
No, I must have missed that.
We're all stupid! Okay, so Kip Moore is coming in. Album out today, Slow Heart. Kip Moore, we'll run this bed. Bring him on in here.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, there's a new record from Kip Moore out today. And the record's called Slow Heart. It is out today. I know today's the day you've been looking forward to, the whole thing. It's out there. How you feel? You wake up in the morning, you feel like, finally.
Yeah, I mean, there's a million different emotions. You know, there was so much that went into the everything with this record. So this is not only a big moment for me, but everybody involved, all the writers, all the team, everybody that's been helping promote this thing. This is a big day for us because I think for sure this is the most any of my writers, team, everybody, label has believed in a project. So
you've had it and you've lived with it for a while before, like, we get to live with it. But on album release day, do you kind of relive it? Do you listen to it again?
No, not today. What I'll end up doing is I'll get Weston and Dan. Those have been, you know, my two closest friends and writing companions. We've already talked about it where, you know, sometime in that opening week, we're all going to all, you know, get in the truck together and take a drive and listen to it from the top down.
Record's out today. A story I'd like for you to share with Amy, and I don't know if we talk about this publicly. I don't think you'll care about it. I know it's not a private story. But you applying for a job, being in the bathroom with your buddy, and the boss was in the stall.
What?
I don't think
I didn't know where you were about to go with the story.
Well, no.
I know we told so many.
We've had a lot of yes, but I just think this story, and I don't think we've ever said it on a microphone, but it's such a funny story, and it's such a Kip story to me.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't mind, from the beginning, tell Amy the story about where you are and what you're trying to do.
So, PJ, Miranda knows PJ. He's one of the funniest human beings you ever meet. So, anyway, so we moved to the East Coast. This guy named Mike, who owned the company California Tan at the time. So it's like evidently the biggest. She's grinning because she probably knows the product. It's like the biggest tanning product in the country at the time. Mm-hmm. And all the tanning salons. And this guy loved me and PJ. And he was like, you two as a tandem could sell my product like crazy. So he said, here's the deal. I'm the CEO. I own the company, but I've been removed from the company for about 5 years. I don't really make the decisions anymore. But I have the ability to call my main guy. I can get him to come out from California to interview you guys. We're like, cool, sounds good. Sign us up. We're ready to go. We're going to move. He's like, I'd put y'all in San Diego, and you would work my whole West Coast in California. So at this time, like, we're hooked on surfing. We're like, oh, yeah, bro, we're going to go out to California, you know, that whole kind of thing. So he says in 2 weeks, he comes back the next day. He's like, okay, I call my guy, and in 2 weeks, he's going to come interview you guys. The day of the interview was at 1 o'clock, and we wake up at like 7, and we're like going to go surf for a bit. And we both realized that neither one of us have any dress clothes. So we're kind of in a panic. I'm like, you know, what are we going to do? You know, so he's like, well, I'll just go to Target in Jacksonville, you know, before we go into the thing. I was like, well, I got a pair of slacks. And then our other roommate said, I got a shirt, I got a tie, and I got a belt. We go into the Ritz, and the Ritz-Carlton, really nice hotel, and we walk in Jacksonville, and it's got like, we walk into the bathroom to change, and there's probably 20 stalls in there, so it's this huge bathroom. I change into my outfit, and I can't use the link. PJ cusses like a sailor, and I can't tell what he said to me, but I basically turn around, and he was like, you know, what the F are you wearing, you freaking yo-yo? Like that's the most ridiculous outfit. No way is your, you know, hillbilly gonna get hired like you wearing that, you know. So, but he's ripping into me using more profanity than you could ever imagine. And then the stall opens, and this guy comes out, and he's in a nice suit, his hair slicked back. And we had like this awkward moment of like 3 or 4 seconds, we're all just kind of staring at each other. And PJ just goes, "Sup?" And the guy kind of giggles, washes his hands, takes one last look at us, and walks out. He walks out, and PJ says, surely that wasn't the guy that's going to be interviewing us. And he heard everything we just said. And I was like, nah, man, it's a big hotel. There's tons of business people. We walk out to the lobby, and he's focused on, he's like, I can't sit down. My pants are rising too high. So he finally comes around the corner, and sure enough, it's the guy that heard everything we said. And the stuff that even PJ was saying about him, even though PJ had never met him, was like, It was awful. So, needless to say, we never went to work for California Tan.
And there it is.
Wow.
And there's
so,
the bow.
Yeah. Yeah. Know your surroundings.
The album's out today.
Yeah.
Slow Heart. We've been talking about it this morning. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I know it's been a process, and
yeah,
and process is good, bad. It all comes together, and I'm glad this came together.
Thank you.
In a wonderful way for you.
You bet.
Irma has been downgraded to a strong Category 4 storm at this point. It's going to be here this weekend. Florida, probably a direct hit. You know what was weird about yesterday was that storm had shifted to the right, and we thought if it shifts a little more to the right, like, that's really good for us. But it took like a big old step back to the left, and it went the opposite way we were all hoping it would go. So now they're just trying to predict how fast the storm is moving. And so they think it could be Saturday night, Sunday. This is still one of the most dangerous storms we've ever seen. Mostly because of the size of it. Like, it's super strong. Like, it's in that upper percentile of strongest storms ever. It's not going to be the strongest, but it could be the biggest, which means it will just stay and be so strong that it continues to wreak havoc. You guys follow me on this? Because I feel like I'm watching every weather report known to man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting good at this stuff, like knowing what this stuff means. So, you just wait. The timing The storm right now is between Cuba and Turks and Caicos. And again, I know where Cuba is because I look at the map and see Cuba, but I don't know all these little fancy islands. But the thing about the fancy islands is they don't have a way to get off of it.
Yeah.
They're just stuck. They can't evacuate.
It's crazy reading stories of people. I mean, obviously it's crazy if you live there too, but then you've got people, I've been watching tweets, like they're just on vacation or at these islands for a wedding. Like they literally just flew in and then their whole life is about to... And then the next thing you know, they're hiding in a hotel room under a mattress in the bathtub.
I saw Southwest Airlines boarded a plane from Florida, which is just animals. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
No. Oh, that's awesome. I did not. Wow.
Yeah. Eddie, our video producer, has two kids. And so the youngest, I mean, he's four now. He's playing baseball?
Yeah, and he had his first game last night. It was so exciting, Bones. He just looks like a little, I don't know, like a little Ewok or something. Just kind of, his clothes are all big, and he hit the ball, and he got a base hit on his first hit.
Wow.
So I'm proud of him. The team's really good, too. I mean, we have some, I guess like Eric Church says, his team is stout.
The team is stout?
Yeah, like Eric Church's hometown.
Yeah, Pizza Hut. Hey, so first of all, I guess you didn't need me to sponsor the team.
So I asked, and I guess the league has enough money that they don't need sponsorships.
Dang, ballers.
However, when Junior wants to go on the travel league,
no, that's not happening. I don't sponsor travel league teams.
What?
Only community.
Oh,
yeah.
All right,
they're gonna be Bobby's Bones.
Okay, so good thing they don't need a sponsor.
They're all gonna wear bones on their hat, like a bone.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, maybe next year.
Okay.
I've been looking to invest in the old buying a franchise, a sports franchise.
Yes, start small.
Yeah, I wanted to get it at the four-year-old level. So you did that, and is he pretty good or no?
He's okay. He's definitely the smallest of the team. So he's good for his size and his age, but here's the thing with this league. They don't even keep score, so... I don't even know we're going to win a championship or what if the team wins. Like, I guess everybody wins.
Oh. Do they care at 4 years old if they win or not?
No, they don't even know what they're doing, really. Like, there's coaches on every base telling them, stop, come, go.
And is there a tee they hit it from, or does someone pitch it to them slow?
So they get three pitches, and if they don't hit the three, then they put the tee up.
Okay, I think that's fine for a four-year-old.
Yeah.
Once you get into school, as in like kindergarten, and you're making grades and you're actually, it's a competition system. I think kindergarten's when life competition starts. I'm okay with there not being a winner with four-year-olds.
I was just a little shocked that the scoreboard was off.
Four-year-olds, I'm okay with that. Yeah. And I hate participation ribbons. I think in life you don't get them, so why would you train yourself early?
Good point.
But a four, I'm okay because he doesn't even understand what the game is, much less how to win it.
Yeah, it's true.
But that's cool. Were you like total dadding out? Like all the other dads, like, yeah, baseball. I used to play, but about how good you used to be.
No, I mean, I definitely don't really understand what some of the other dads are saying because they're like talking baseball talk. And I didn't really play baseball.
I'll catch you up. If you need a lesson, let me know.
Okay. All right.
And if you need me to work with a kid, I will.
Is he young enough to make him a lefty?
Don't do that.
Okay.
I'm a lefty, but don't do that.
Okay,
I can make him a switch hitter.
Oh, boy. Here goes Damien. So what's the number one thing you can do if you want to be more productive? Like, number one thing. Amy, what do you think?
Make a list.
Now, hide your phone.
Oh.
Think about that. Because phones are such a part of our life. I think I would have said list as well. Because when I make a list, I follow it. But I usually make a list on my phone, and I keep checking my phone. Like, as I'm checking my list, I'm also checking Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
So hide your phone. According to this whole, your brain slows down when you're able to grab your phone. It's the number one killer of productivity because you end up doing like four things you shouldn't do. Like if you're just grabbing your phone again to check a list, you end up, if you've seen if you missed a call, seeing if there's a text message, checking an email.
Mm-hmm.
They also say that a good amount of time to put your phone away, like max, because they're being somewhat realistic, is 2 hours. Like if you have to get something done, you can put your phone away for 2 hours and still kind of be in touch with the world. If you're a person like me, like I live on my phone. Emails, work things, scheduling. 2 hours, put it away. I can't commit to that. So I'll do a half hour if I'm writing the second book. I'll put it away. But even then, the whole time I'm like itching. I start going through withdrawal. I'm like, I wonder what Eddie tweeted. I start scratching my shoulder. There are professional dog food tasters.
Gross.
What?
Yeah, dog food tasters are hired by pet food companies to taste the quality of their products. They also evaluate the nutritional value
And like wine, they spit it out once they taste it.
Oh.
Now, first of all, does this sound like a job that you would pursue if it paid pretty well?
Yes.
Okay. How much would you need to make?
I mean, all you have to do is put it in your mouth and spit it out. And then say, I think my dog would like this.
Oh, that sounds disgusting for a career. Like, Amy, like, it gives me chills, the fact that you're just so into it.
It just doesn't sound that bad to me. And I think some dog food is actually really good. I don't know what brand we're talking about here or who's doing it. But
you're absolutely insane. Like, every guy, all of us are grossed out by you right now.
Gross.
Sometimes I'm jealous of my dog and the simplicity she has with food. Like, she just has three meals a day. It's the same thing. She doesn't
even
care.
Well, you can have that, too.
No. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm emotionally too involved with other types of food. Like, she just doesn't know any different. She can't make a decision. Like, me, I'm like, what am I craving right now? What do I want? What's going to make me feel good? What's going to, you know?
The top dog food tasters earn over $100,000 a year.
Wow. I'll do it.
Okay, now I'm interested.
Okay, I was going to say, coming to you now.
Wow.
Would you?
But is that like 8 hours a day of eating dog food?
I doubt you. No, you got to just do a couple a day because you got to have time to relax and clean your palate.
It's all about relaxing to him. Like anything, any job. By the way, I was watching Eddie's Insta story yesterday. And Lunchbox was on Instagram watching. He just watches the most inappropriate things on his computer. There were like two bikini girls like dancing together. And Eddie will get behind Lunchbox and just film Lunchbox what he's watching. And it's always inappropriate. Or it's just such a time waster.
Hold on, hold on. What was inappropriate about it? I was reading a news story. That girl was covered in the news story and it had a link to her Instagram page. So I clicked on her Instagram page and that was what was on her Instagram page. So it's called a rabbit hole.
All the other news stories and all the other Instagrams.
Well, hey. She was hot.
Anytime he goes with this, well, hey, that means he needs a break to think
exactly.
about it.
Well, hey.
Well, hey. Over to Amy. We're going to do a little skinny here, catch up on what's happening in Hollywood, Nashville. Let's go.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Well, this is fun if you want to take a little trip to Mexico because Luke Bryan has convinced Blake Shelton and Sam Hunt to join him as headliners at the 4th annual Crash My Playa. It's going down January 17th through the 20th in Riviera Maya, Mexico.
I got to tell you, when you said that, now that's a big show like it is.
Yeah.
But I did feel like it was a bit insensitive, and I don't think you thought about it. So they had a...
No, I know the earthquake. I just thought of it. Yeah.
And you're like, if you want to go to Mexico, and I'm like, oh, they had a big earthquake.
I meant...
I know there was nothing weird behind
it. Yeah, you're right. I know. Yeah.
What's happening with that earthquake, by the way? Lunchbox?
Well, the earthquake was off the southern coast of Mexico. It was like an 8.1. A million people were without power. They've restored it, so now it's only about 200,000. Five people died.
And it was an 8 earthquake.
Yeah, I mean, but
eights are huge, but I guess it hit a place a little off the coast, right?
Right. It was like 59 miles off the coast, and so it wasn't as bad as it could have been. Some of the borders, towns, like the on the coastline, I guess you'd call it, they got 3-foot waves because of tsunami, but nothing.
Yeah, for an 8 earthquake, that's not near as bad as I thought it would be. And Amy, I don't think... anything of it. I just thought that's where my mind went, and that may have been where our listeners' minds went. So I just...
No, thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, back to the skinny.
Okay, well, maybe you want to hit up the movies this weekend. This Reese Witherspoon movie, Home Again, looks so cute to me.
It looks terrible.
It looks so awful.
It looks like Reese Witherspoon, who says she's 40, is like making out with a 16-year-old.
Okay, well, it only has 33% positive on Rotten Tomatoes, so you guys might be onto something with it being horrible. But It, the scary, crazy clown movie, has 90% positive.
Yeah. What? And he... Ooh. I don't watch those movies, but that Reese Witherspoon movie, again, it's like she's having an affair with like a 16-year-old, right?
Well, I guess I'll go see it. Maybe
I don't
I'll
think it's that
out.
Illegal, but is there something to it? Yeah, what else you got?
I'm Amy, that's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, Life Changes is out right now, and Thomas Rhett's in the studio for day 3. Clap your hands to Thomas Rhett, everybody. Man, we've never done this before. We've never done 3 days in a row with somebody, so thanks for bringing the band up.
Why me, Bobby?
A couple reasons. One, because I figure
Like in a relationship, you don't have to love the person every single day, but you have to stand them.
You have to stand.
Okay. And you and I spend enough time together. It's that even on a bad day, we still like each other.
That's right.
Even on a day if one of us is cranky or busy.
Yeah. Or if I ask you to get a beer.
Yes, we're still cool.
Yeah, we're still cool.
Anyway, yeah, big record today. I hope everybody listens to it, downloads it, buys it. And we world premiered Unforgettable, I guess, a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, man. Days fly by here. I know you have your guitar. We're going to play it. So let's play it first. I hope everybody checks out the record. So many good songs. I want to ask you about some more of these songs.
Okay.
But let's play Unforgettable first. All Thomas right, cool. Rhett live in the studio here.
Here we go, fellas.
Hey, guys. So because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby
Bones. Look at this guy. Thomas right here in the studio. Woo-hoo! The album's out today. Life changes. I wonder, do you feel like, your answer should be yes, but I wonder what you think, because you have all these songs and you cut 14 of them. Do you feel like any of them could be a single? Like, do you feel that strongly about all of them?
Yeah,
or some of them, like placeholders, like you just really love, you probably wouldn't be a single.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely songs on there that I put on there knowing that they probably would never be singles. But they mean so much to me, because when you write them, you know the backstory behind them, and you know you sat there and listened to them on the bus for 4 hours with the people that you wrote them with. And so they kind of hold a special place with you, but may not be like commercial, you know, hits or whatever that may be. But those are songs that we'll play in our live show that, you know, hopefully our diehard fans will love. But yeah, there's a couple in there that I think are not hits for sure.
You know what I like about your songs? And you, first of all, you let people into your life social media wise.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I hear your songs, I'm picturing your life in my head. And it's a little weird because I don't have that with all the artists.
Yeah.
And it's not even just that we know each other, but I follow you on Instagram and I like see all of your stuff, and you're talking about, I picture Lauren in her shoes.
Yeah.
And you're singing that song. Like, I do. Like, I'm vividly seeing these things. And I think the listeners, you know, my listeners and people are too. And
that's good.
It's a different time for music, and you've really nailed that.
Well, I mean, it all kind of started on Die Happy Man. I go back to that song a bunch, but it definitely did change my life and change my career. And it was the first time that I really ever thought that people did want to hear something about my personal life. And so that was the first time I really kind of poured it out there as far as a love song goes. So on this record, I went full force at it and really did write. I mean, I don't keep a diary, but if I did, it would be ripping pages out of a diary and writing song out of those, you know, those things. So,
but it's the mixture of, you're the first, as I think about this more, you're the first artist that I've ever heard that mixes social media and an album together to where I can actually see the music. I'm just thinking
Thanks,
of this
man.
As it's going. Like, no BS. As you're singing that song, and I've heard it before, I'm thinking, okay, I watched them talk about, you know, when you're doing your shirts, when you're at home, when you're doing the baby reveal, when you're doing and I'm like, I see all the social media stuff, I hear the words, you're the first artist I've ever put all that together in a 360.
Wow, that means, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
That's really interesting, Bobby. Thank you. Now I feel that about myself, too.
I'm going to put it into a quote and then release it.
That's a terrible quote because I speak in terrible sentences.
It's an awesome quote.
But that's awesome.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that.
Wow. Or I'm creepy and I just watch too
much
of
his Instagram.
When you're saying it, I was kind of thinking back to all the thoughts I have when he's playing. And it is, after you said it, I realized the reel in my head was, like, this will sound weird, but y'all are very open on social media. So it's like Thomas and Lauren, like, in their living room, which I legit, it's not an imaginary living room in my head. I know what it looks like. And you're with your kids and you're like doing things, or you're like walking Willow in like a little lemon raincoat.
Yeah.
Like, those are images that you're
and
then other people that follow you. It's almost like they are. Like, Bobby,
I'm blown away.
You nailed it.
You're the first artist that I've ever felt that way about, that you've actually taken the full 360.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Yeah, how about that?
That is the biggest compliment I've ever received.
Look at
I appreciate
you.
That.
Good luck. Hope you sell a quadrillion albums.
Me too.
There are a lot of great songs. So people just download it, buy it, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Hey, all you guys, thank you very much. The band's coming in for 3 days in a row, too. I feel like these guys are my second cousins, too.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. All right. Thomas Rhett.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
As we follow the hurricanes, Irma's Category 4 storm now. It's going to be here this weekend. They don't know when. Florida will have a direct hit, it seems. It's one of the more dangerous storms we've ever seen. And not because just the sheer power of it, because it isn't the strongest storm ever. It's one of them. It's not the strongest, but
it's the size of it that's making people go, this could be the most devastating storm we've seen. That being said, it's rolling through all these islands, and we've spent the last couple days, too, just checking in with Amy because her kids are in Haiti at the orphanage there, and it's never looked like it was going to hit right down on Port-au-Prince where her kids live. And so what's kind of the final update as it hits that area of kind of Earth and goes toward Florida?
Well, so yesterday afternoon, I had an update from the orphanage that everything was looking okay there for them and the weather wasn't bad. It was just a lot cooler and that the kids were actually having a good time because they weren't hot and sweaty. So,
and they don't really know.
Yeah, they don't. And that's the thing, too. It's kind of like, oh, gosh, well, them having cooler, awesome weather is a direct reflection of just north of them having really terrible weather.
Right.
But I'm glad that they didn't have to deal with anything too crazy. I did have a message about 11 p.m. last night that things had started to kind of pick up there weather-wise. But the orphanage is good to go. They fully stocked up on food and water and gas. So just in case, because the country, if anything goes wrong in the country, it kind of messes up everything. So that could even be our adoption stuff and the government agencies, because they shift their efforts to other things. Anyway, but the orphanage is good to go.
There was a story about how guys don't find funny girls attractive.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, why do women find funny guys attractive, but guys don't find funny girls attractive? For me, if you're a funny female, like, I love that. Like, humor and intelligence. Man, I love someone that is funny. It makes me, like, belly laugh. So I'm just the opposite as, I guess, most men. I think most men just want to be the funny one. I think it's just a kind of how Lunchbox wants to make more money than his wife.
Yeah.
Lunch, if she was funnier than you, would you have a problem with that?
Maybe.
Well,
maybe.
She?
No, she's not funnier than me. Not a chance.
Okay, see, here we go. Not a chance.
Not a chance.
I mean, let's just be real. I mean, she sometimes can be funny, but usually she tries and it's just like, all right, you should leave the joking to me because you're not very good at it.
Do you like women that joke, like tell jokes and they're like, hey, or do you think that's a masculine trait?
It's kind of a masculine trait. Like, I see like Sarah Silverman and I see her very masculine. Like, I think she's funny, but I'm like, I don't know if I could date her. She's just kind of, it comes off as weird.
Well, but Bobby, do you mean those kind of jokes? Because now
it's
picturing a comedian.
No, but yeah, first of all, you have to be witty and smart to even be a comedian.
Oh,
like a good
look
one.
Look at you. You're
yeah,
like,
I'm a real treat. I'm a real great female. But no, I think I see Sarah Silverman and go, man, she's brilliant.
Yeah.
I may not like all of her jokes and her humor,
but she's smart.
But she's super smart. And people who are super funny to me, I'm like, man, I'm drawn to them because they're super quick and smart. But I find funny women super attractive. This story's stupid. Lunchbox, everything's stupid.
Whoa, why am I stupid?
People start judging women. These are all stupid stories. I'm throwing it away. Yeah, I hate this story.
Trash it.
Yeah. Be funny. Hey, women, be funny.
Yeah.
Guys aren't near as funny as they think they are anyway. We're going to do the morning corny now because Thomas Rhett played, and we got to get our corny in, or it's like eating a meal and then having a little something sweet at the end.
Okay.
You got to have that little something sweet just to kind of finish it up, or it's you don't feel complete.
Funny you say that. Mine is about food. That's sweet.
Here's the morning corny. Let's go.
The morning corny.
What do you call a sad strawberry?
What do you call a sad strawberry?
A blueberry.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah,
all right, thank you.
That was the morning corny.
Funny.
We were talking about females and why guys don't think it's attractive that females are funny.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not, you didn't write that joke.
Yeah, but it was in the delivery.
You can't use that. You can't use that. I'm funny.
It was in the delivery.
Okay.
I mean, don't you tell me it's all in the delivery. And also, I mean, do you think I'm funny sometimes?
I think you're super random, which makes me laugh. Like,
so
I enjoy
I'm not smart and witty. Okay, got
See,
it.
Stop
yes,
doing
that would be exactly right.
Stop doing that.
What?
I told you. Nothing. Play a song. Now, Amy, just take my words out of context.
No, I'm telling you how I hear things.
I enjoy being around you, and I think you make me laugh a lot because you're random. I like that.
Show.
There's a big old brawl at a Popeyes in San Marcos, Texas. Shout out. It allegedly all started over a food order because the Popeyes employee, just doing their job, said, hey, listen, this order's really complex. Can you come inside? So the customers went inside. They started arguing with the general manager, went back to the counter, and they started fighting. The owner came out and said his staff was defending their pregnant general manager, who was repeatedly kicked in the stomach during the brawl.
Wow.
The general manager, 7.5 months pregnant, was taken to the hospital, just stayed overnight as a precaution, just monitored the baby, like, so far, nothing. But people, let's take a deep breath. It's just chicken. I love chicken. I love Popeyes. I love their Louisiana mustard, whatever they call that. I don't even know.
Oh,
I love
man.
Their red beans and rice. What?
Yeah, it's a fight.
It's a fight. Wow. It's at Popeyes in San Marcos.
Whoa!
They're kicking a pregnant lady in the belly.
Ah. Oh.
Guys, it's chicken. It's called Mardi Gras mustard. It's just Mardi Gras mustard.
Oh, boy.
But like you always say, does it come down, is it because of the Mardi Gras mustard or is it because of respect?
It's because these people are stupid.
Oh.
Sometimes people are just stupid. Two more hurricanes are behind Irma. You may have heard about this. There are three storms inside of this Atlantic basin. Hurricane Katia is approaching Mexico's east coast. There's Hurricane Irma. There's also, was a Hurricane...
Jose, right?
Jose, yeah. Oh, man. Earthquake hit Mexico today. The whole world's going to Chicago. I was going to say it, didn't you?
No, I like
gonna,
that.
Yeah, that's I was just going to give it up. The Bobby Bones Show. So remember the guy that got drug off the flight on United Airlines?
Yeah.
The one with the grabbed
bloody nose or something?
Yeah, bust his tooth, bust his nose, like drug the poor guy off there. So federal officials decided they're not going to punish United Airlines over that incident. The Transportation Department said it found no evidence that United violated his civil rights in the April 9th incident in Chicago. There was also not enough evidence the airline violated rules regarding bumping passengers. So, to me, I was a little surprised by that. Like, I didn't know what federal rules they broke, because what do I know about the law? But it just didn't look good. Like, they grabbed this small man, and his face was punctured with holes in it. I still think he gets paid some. It's just a bad look. But they didn't get in trouble. I was surprised by that. But now they're offering... I was at the airport. I fly a lot with my job. And so sometimes they'll be like, we need somebody to leave the flight. We're offering $400. And you're like, let's consider that. No one will do it because we all got to get places. And most of mine's work, so I can't. Or I would do it. Well, we'll do $1,000. And you'll start to see people look around. Like, should we do it? It's like husbands wanting to leave their kids now. Like, Jimmy? I'm going to put you on the flight and I'll just meet you in 4 hours. You know? I've seen it get up to like $1,400 before, and then someone's like, I'll do it. That's fine. I'll stay. So if anything, it has created that where they're offering more to get off flights. Here's a woman who uncovered her fiancé's web of lies after discovering that her fiancé had a wife on Facebook.
Oh, no.
Wife?
You know what happened? So she's engaged with this dude, and in that People You May Know tab, his wife popped up.
No.
Same last name, or he was in the family photo, or...
So, a woman made this discovery. Paul McHugh is his name. Hairdresser Amanda Creighton was planning their wedding. He had told her a fake name. He said, well, my name is Chris Walker. They met on a dating website, and so it popped up, and You May Know Her, and the other one was like, hey, I may know her. She figured out, saw pictures together, started calling him, apparently. And so... That's how.
I mean,
no similar name. Just seeing pictures. If you're having a wife and a girlfriend, don't be posting pictures of either one of them.
Yeah, just stay off Facebook.
That's the rule.
Yeah.
Moron.
I had a friend who shut down his Facebook comments because he was dating a bunch of girls at once.
Oh boy,
this is years ago. he just shut down all. He only posted like his pictures, but you couldn't write on his wall because he was like, I'm not having this happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I did an interview yesterday, and they wanted to talk about the odd success of the Raging Idiots and that song Namaste that we play. I want to play this because this is her asking me what happens at a Raging Idiots show. Here's this clip.
You're doing the Raging Idiots tour, and you're doing the comedy tour. If people are going to see you on the road, what should they expect?
I just wanted to build like an experience. Like, if I could compare it to something, it would be like when Puffy brings everybody out, and Puffy doesn't do that much. But Puffy brings out really great people around him. And so with the Raging Idiots, like, we write these funny songs, but I'm able to get with the best songwriters that are my friends, and I'm able to have the best band. And so we come out, and it is a really fun, we wear track suits so no one thinks we're trying to be a real serious band.
Sure.
And the show sounds great, and it's so much fun, and we do a bunch of covers too, where it's kind of like a wedding band mixed with a comedy show mixed with some real life concert. And I just want people to have fun, and that's the whole goal. I think when people buy a ticket, they just want to go have fun.
I didn't expect them to ask me about the Raging Idiots. Of all things, they're like, let's talk about the Raging Idiots. And it's just funny people say those words together. So it's a very serious interview. Let's talk about the Raging Idiots. I'm like, huh. All right. And then I like comparing myself to Puffy. I'm going to start doing that just so our listeners know, in all forms. I'll be like, you know what? Puffy built it just as our inside joke. Because I laugh when I compare myself to Puff Daddy. Because I'm nothing like Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be the new Puff Daddy. You have to agree so quickly, Amy. You can just be like, yeah, you know, I don't know, Bob.
No, a little bit different.
The Raging Idiots, if you want to come, we'll be in Lubbock and Tulsa and El Paso. RagingIdiots.com. Did that. Got to announce my new podcast network that I've created. And so it was a big, like, theater stage.
Yeah, it
was
looks like, legit.
Like the Apple announcement. It's kind of what it looked like.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's what it felt like, too. And I had, a headset. And so what's happened is it's called the Nashville Podcast Network. And it's my network. Like, I own half of it. And so we've put together all these shows. Jake Owen's doing a show. Christian Bush is doing a show about geeking out about things. There's a Heroes podcast with Marjorie Eastman. She served many years in intelligence in the military, and it's about heroes in life and heroes in the military. Velvet's Edge, which is about fashion and
beauty.
Thank you. A female blog called Velvet. So, but even a cartoon podcast for the kids, it's going to be like 10 minutes long. So yesterday was a big announcement, and so I got to get up there and be Steve Jobs and be like, here's the big announcement. The podcast network. You know, I think it'd be cool. I think if you're listening to the show and you listen to the Bobbycast, because it's going to be part of it, you'll like where all these shows are going. So that's where radio is going now, just on the phone. Listen in the car, listen on the phone. So, but it was cool. A little bit of pressure, because I felt like it's kind of like TED Talk.
Yes, but it was very TED Talk-ish, or like you said, Apple-ish, like some big... I didn't realize there was going to be all this stuff around it. It was really cool.
Yeah, on
cool
Instagram, you can see a picture. There's a bunch of money in that room. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like a bunch of rich, rich people that like own companies.
Yeah, you feel like you presented it well? Like, did you walk off there like, bam?
I got on stage and I was like, I am the Puffy of podcasting. Let us talk. So, yeah, that was a cool announcement yesterday. It's a big deal. We've been working on it for like 6 months.
Yeah,
I can't wait to hear Jay Gowen's show.
And
so, yeah, Mike D's going to be the main producer, and we're going to turn this thing into an empire. Before it crumbles.
Making moves, dude. Making moves. When I saw the announcement, I was like, dang, this dude just, he doesn't want to rest. Like, he's just making moves. Every move. Comedy tour, band, everything, books. Oh, let me just go ahead and start a podcast network. I mean, incredible.
Are you angry?
Well, I mean, it's just I look at it and I'm just like, man, that dude, he attacks life, because I say, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And then I look and Bobby starts a podcast network. I'm like, man, I'm way behind.
But I look and go, Lunchbox played golf yesterday. It looks fun.
No, I didn't play golf yesterday. See,
not yesterday, but in general, yeah. Like, you go out and have life stuff.
That's true.
Yesterday, went and gambled on horses.
That's true.
See, I saw your tweet, and I was like, that, because I'm just in New York, and I was working. I worked till 11 o'clock last night doing a thing with Dustin Lynch, album release. And I was like, man, Lunchbox went and bet on horses. That seems fun. I kind of wish I had a little bit, but I don't. Like, I'm pedal to the metal, baby.
Well, I mean, you're out there making money doing podcasts. I was out there at the horse races, Kentucky Downs, making my money. You know, we were trying to make it different ways. I was, you know, taking a little chance, and you were investing.
Watching the news, and everybody's trying to get out. Or they're hunkering down. It's two things. People are out because of the hurricane. Or they're partying. They're like, woo, bring it on. And they're staying in. But they're like, call 911 if you want. But nobody's going to be there. Because if it gets bad, the 911 operators, they got to go. The first responders, like, I'm watching the news this morning. Like, we're not making our first responders sit around because of knuckleheads. They want to just drink at a bar. And then when they can't get out, they're like, help. So they're saying all this. And man, talk about a little dose of reality. You're like, wow, they're telling people, like, we're not going to help you because we can't. So it's going to hit this weekend, and we just hope to God it moves to the right some. I mean, we'd love for it just to go boom and shoot off into the ocean, but it's not going to. So we'll just stress out and watch and hope and pray that everybody has done the best they can. And, you know, some people, for me, growing up, if they were like, hey, you have to evacuate, we had nowhere to go. We had no money. Some people just can't afford to leave. So that's a thing, too. And they were talking to people in high rises, and they were like, hey, don't go up higher. Because you would think with the flooding, you want to get high. But they're like, the wind will blow your windows out of the place. I never thought about that part of
it.
So there's a weather guy. Is he from the Weather Channel? Because I was on Reddit, and they were like, this is the greatest weather guy ever.
No, he's definitely like a local guy.
He is? Yeah. Okay, listen, listen. This guy here, this is kind of the weather guy that I like. He tells me he's easy to understand. Here you go.
Here's your late afternoon update on Hurricane Irma. Still, it is a powerful system. That red circle closest to the middle, that's the eye wall. That's where you find the winds of 185 miles an hour. But notice it has a second eye wall where you still will find intense winds, likely over 100 miles an hour. In between, not quite as windy, but there are other bands that are not as strong, but still, it's those bands of a hurricane where you find the most intense winds. So we've got three named storms in the Atlantic at one time, three hurricanes. And if you're wondering how unusual is it, go back to 2009. On September 19th, there were three hurricanes lined up generally close to the same area as they are right now. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Seals.
I mean, the guy's crushing it, and I'm like, okay, I kind of understand now. And he's like, and if you're wondering, well, I was wondering. Thank you for acknowledging that I am dumb about weather. So yeah, he was like, there's like a top Reddit comment. There's a couple that got married at the gym. Joseph and Stephanie are their names. They got married at Planet Fitness in Cincinnati because they were training and not together, but they saw each other. And then they met and they talked at the gym and they spent a long time getting to know each other at the gym. So they thought, let's just get married at the gym. Do you like it or not? Planet Fitness marriage, Amy.
Yeah, sure. Why not? If that's where they wanted to get married and that's where they fell in love, I'm okay with it.
Lunchbox?
I'm all about the cheapness. If it's cheap, I don't care. Like, if you want to get married where there's all that nasty sweat and germs and sweaty smell, that's good by me.
Okay.
So we kind of all agree, just for different reasons.
Yeah.
Lunch for cheap, Amy, because it's like, yeah, you do what you want to do. I'm the same way. I like thinking about having special moments in special moments.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of new music out today. You have Thomas Rhett, Dustin Lynch, Kip Moore, all with new records. We'll talk to Kip Moore coming up in about 4 minutes. Here's the news of the day. Americans are most stressed about, Amy, .. What do you think it is?
Money.
Yeah. Number one, by far, the top reasons for the stress are, one, credit card debt. So, I think Eddie has the most credit card debt of our show.
Yeah, I'm probably at $30,000 right now.
Are you paying that off, meaning are you actually taking away from that main part, or are you just paying the interest?
No, we probably chip about $100, $150 a month on top of interest to try to get it down. That's as much as we can do right now. But, man, this has been haunting us for, what, 10 years?
Does it stress you out, that payment, or is it just like it's part of what we have?
It's part of our life now. And we've already closed one credit card, so this is the last one.
So you've Dave Ramsey did a bit.
Yes, it's that snowball effect.
You pay the little bills first, you get them out.
That's right.
That's number one, the credit card debt. Number two is not being able to pay the bills. Number three is having no savings in case of an emergency. And number four is not being paid what you think you should be getting paid. So those are the four things. I think Lunchbox falls under that one.
Oh, absolutely. I think I deserve a lot more. See, look at that. That was constant humor, so pay raise.
We're laughing at how ridiculous that statement is.
I don't know.
Jared Leto is doing the Blade Runner sequel. It's called Blade Runner 2049. And so the crazy thing about this is Jared Leto, I think, is a good actor. I really can't tell the difference. It's like Dancing with the Stars. Like, they all look like they're pretty good. But when I watch actors, I don't go, that guy's not a very good actor. But Jared Leto does, like, those crazy roles. Or, like, he did the role back in the day, Dallas Buyers Club, where he lost 30 pounds because he was an AIDS patient. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. He did the Joker, where he had to, like, do... So what he's doing in this Blade Runner movie, he's blind, so he put in blackout contacts. And that's what he would just wear all the time. He is suffering for his art. Huh. He had blackout contact lenses so he couldn't see all, even when they were on set, even when they weren't filming. He couldn't see his co-stars during the shoot. Like, that's a different kind of person. Uh-huh. That's so... Like, I think I'd be able to separate. And... It, because back, like, I don't curse in my personal life anymore, but, and I haven't for over a year now. I mean, I don't think I've said a single bad word. But I used to curse, but I could control it. I would be like, on the air, I don't curse. Off the air, beep, beep, beep. But, man, these guys that are just committed to their role. That guy that played Abraham Lincoln, the guy that retired.
Oh, Daniel Day-Lewis.
He committed to every role. Like, he was President Lincoln for, like, 8 months.
How annoying to talk
yeah,
to him, huh?
And is Jared Leto more of an actor, or do you think of him as a musician?
Actor.
Oh, actor.
Actor, but they are very famous as a band. 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah.
Like, huge hits.
See, I think of him as the band guy.
Yeah, I don't think it's unfair to, because they're really big. Like, they played the iHeartRadio main stage festival. Like, that's how big they are in the pop rock world.
Yeah, I just looked at his IMDb page, and Jared Leto's been in a lot of stuff. Like, he's an actor, too. Like, I mean, dang.
He was like My So-Called Life, right?
That's it, yes.
Back in the day. That was the name of that show?
Yes.
Yep, My So-Called Life.
Yeah, it was back in the day. Time marches on. I mentioned Puffy earlier, and someone's like, you may have to explain who Puff Daddy is to your younger listeners.
Oh, no.
Morgan no number two is 23. Do you know who Puff Daddy is, Morgan number two?
Yeah, I do. I love
okay.
him.
Just making sure. So then I don't. She's the gauge now. So a bunch of new music out today. One of the records is a Thomas Rhett record. And 2 weeks ago, Thomas and I were hanging out. And we have a personal relationship. But we were talking about shoes. And we were driving around. He has a truck. I'm trying not to name drop, but I have to tell this story in order to get to my point. So
don't
think I'm a huge D-bag. But we're driving around his truck, and we're talking about shoes, because I love shoes, and he loves shoes. And I don't have any Jordans. And that was it. And we talked about what the kind of shoes we like, recommended shoes to each other. And then we were together, I guess 3 nights ago, and he gave me a pair of red retro Jordans, high tops. And I was like, whoa, it's really cool. And they fit. But he wrote on them with Sharpie. He wrote Bobby's J's on the, and I was debating, do I wash it off because they're really nice shoes, or do I leave it on there? Like, cause it's like, hey Eddie, I'm gonna buy you a new car, but I'm gonna put bumper stickers all over.
Right,
it.
I'll be so upset.
Wait, but you'd what? Be, you but, just but got a car.
But it'll be awesome because you got a car. So anyway, the big debate was, and I put it on Twitter yesterday, and it was like, hey, what do you guys think? Because some people are like, you have to wash it off. Those shoes are too cool. I didn't. I left it on there. You can go to my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. It's very kind. The shoes are awesome. I just thought it was funny he wrote on them with a Sharpie. And to see if I would wash it off. What would you guys have done?
Keep it on.
I'll wash it off for sure.
I kept it on.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a nice gift. It makes it funny.
Yeah.
Men spend 59 minutes a day grooming.
Wow.
What?
Now, really? That seems high.
It does seem very high. Now, me, I do all my grooming in big chunks. Like, I go get a haircut, and I get a nice haircut, but then I don't touch my hair or put product in it for 3 weeks. Like, I don't touch it. I may take my hand and run through it, but I don't do my hair. I will shave my armpits and put deodorant on, but I don't do, and I'm a groomer. I like to look and smell good. I don't spend 59 minutes a day grooming.
Yeah, no. My husband is really well kept, and there's no way. 59 minutes a day, no way.
I didn't read this till now, and I'm going to admit something to you.
What?
It says 70% of guys take naked selfies on a weekly basis. Now, mine wasn't naked, but no. But I can tell you yesterday, I was working out in the gym and nobody was in there. And the shirt I had fit weird. I took my shirt off and I was running with no shirt just in the hotel gym. Why are you saying, oh, like you're disgusted? Like, what is gross about that story so far?
No, I really
want to know. Because my feeling, telling a story.
First of all, it wasn't a disgusted, oh, it was like, I was like, oh no, what are you about to say you took a picture of? I'm just waiting for it. It has nothing to do with you having your shirt off or being gross.
I think everyone felt like that was, guys.
No, yeah,
I was
going
to like how disgusting.
Go to your little peanut gallery. No.
That's here
not what I meant.
That's the ever-shifting peanut gallery. Let me tell you, they may be a peanut gallery, but they're not mine. Okay.
Okay. So, tell us more. You're on the treadmill. You have your shirt off. And what?
Right. And I'm like, this is me just being a human. And I'm like, I wonder what I look like without a shirt off, not in the mirror. So I take one of those pictures with the phone. And I'm wearing pants, but I don't have a shirt on. I take a picture in the mirror to see what I literally pulled up my phone. And you know how on Instagram, the last picture you took pops
yes.
up and... And you're like, oh, I don't want to post that. Like, don't hit next because it'll post automatically. But I have that picture. But that would be totally, like, goober of me to post that, right?
Post it.
I don't know.
Do it.
Here, Amy, don't post it, okay?
Oh wait, you're sending it? Okay.
I'm not naked.
Amy, post it.
Don't post it.
Yeah, what if I post it?
No,
my
don't
husband
post it.
Would be like, excuse
tell
me?
If this,
what?
Tell me if this is like you'd look at this and go, what a D-bag.
Okay, I'm about to open it.
You're not like pulling the pants down a little bit, are you, to show ass?
No, okay. Nothing.
No, but I mean, I will tell you who I just thought of, and you're going to be like, oh, okay, I can't post that.
Oh, go ahead.
You know,
oh, Channing
about.
Tatum.
No.
Oh.
No, not Channing
Usher,
Tatum.
Usher. What guy?
Hey, yeah, I'm texting it to you because I don't want to say his name.
Well, what do you think of the picture, Amy?
You know what? No. I think.
No, I mean, he posts a lot of pictures like that. That's what makes me think of
Amy
that.
Amy wrote Lauren Elena's boyfriend?
No, friend. No, oh. Not her boyfriend.
Her boyfriend's
no.
Ripped like a monster. Yeah, have you
I
ever
know,
seen that
I'm
dude?
I'm not even talking about her boyfriend. I can't think
Who's
of that guy's
friend?
Name that sings with her.
Oh, I don't know.
What are you
I don't know. Anyway,
about?
I took that picture. So I guess I'm... Anyway, who cares? I'm not posting that.
Yeah,
I shouldn't,
I'm
right?
saying I thought of him because I had to unfollow him. I cannot think of his name, but I had to unfollow him on Instagram because he posts a lot of pictures like this. He does have really nice abs, though. And I will say you look in great shape. I just don't know what your caption would be and what your motives would be. And people might give you a hard time.
Yeah, they would for sure give me a hard time. Like my abs.
Y'all know the singer I'm talking about.
The singer?
Yeah. He sings a song with Lauren Elena right now. And I cannot...
Oh, Kane Brown?
Yes! Thank you!
Yeah, that
picture
dude,
looks like Kane Brown?
Kane Brown has really good abs. Bobby should take this as a compliment.
Kane Brown's whole Instagram is just a mirror of him.
Exactly.
It's a mirror.
That's why
it's
when
like,
you sent me this, I was like, that
if
looks
I
like a
in,
Kane Brown picture.
Every time I looked in the mirror, it posted itself on Instagram. That's Kane Brown's Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah, I had to stop following it, too. I'm just like, dude, like, I feel like I'm in love with myself sometimes. Like, nope. Mm-hmm. No. Anytime I feel like I'm getting a little too full of myself, I go look at Kane Brown's page, and I'm like, never mind.
Yes, I was like, I'm sure he's a really nice guy, but I cannot take all these pictures of these abs.
Wow, they're all of him.
Yes,
I'm telling you. I'm telling
there's
you.
There's one of his dog, but they're all of him.
But what is he supposed to post a picture of?
Things?
It doesn't matter. There are no rules. No, there are no rules.
Yeah, there are no rules.
There are no rules.
But Bobby, that's who I thought of when you sent me that. So.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's like a compliment.
No, it's not.
But why?
I wanted to be more like Thor.
No, like, I mean, he's in good shape.
Wait, there's one of a baby on Kane Brown's Instagram. No,
from
but it's
what?
Him as a baby.
From February? Oh, yeah.
Throwback Thursday.
Oh. It's him with a shirtless baby.
My bad. Shirtless baby.
In a mirror. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
What's your favorite what?
Nothing. I just want to say that, I think you've been talking about how you're trying to get ripped. I think it's working.
Ah, thank you very much. After you were disgusted at the thought of me not wearing a shirt, I appreciate that.
That wasn't a disgust. Y'all are... Stop.
I like
you
the
know
way
how sometimes you say I change your tone? Don't change my tone.
Oh, you know what Lindsay told me yesterday? She was like, when you do an impression of me, you make me sound annoying.
Oh.
because I just do an impression of like, you know.
Let's see. Do it.
Yeah, do it.
I don't know what I do, but she was like... I've lined up these therapist names for you, and I hope you... whatever. She was like, I think your impression... And I was like, that's my girl impression.
Oh, you could be more like, my girlfriend lined up there. Yeah, I remember you kind of doing that.
Oh, stop it. Peanut gallery for her.
Peanut gallery.
Oh, go to her peanut gallery.
Come on.
Around the room, what's your favorite breakfast for dinner?
Huh.
Okay.
Like, ooh.
I love having breakfast for dinner. Sometimes.
Okay.
I wait, and it's special. Amy, favorite breakfast for dinner?
I would have to go Migas.
Wow. Nice,
there you go.
Amy.
Texas original.
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Breakfast tacos.
Eddie?
Flapjacks.
What?
Ooh.
Pancakes?
Yeah, pancakes.
Do chicken and waffles count for breakfast for dinner?
Yes.
That's the best. So, absolutely fantastic. If you've never had chicken and waffles, get it. Like fried chicken over waffles with syrup.
Get
There's a
it.
Bank.
Get it.
And you take money and you put that money in the bank. Chicken and waffles, money in the bank. The end. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So obviously the names Irma and Harvey are in the news right now with the hurricanes. But there is a couple. They've been married for 75 years. And the woman, 93 years old, she's Irma. And her husband, 104 years old, he's Harvey.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Well, first of all, they're really old.
Really old.
Secondly, they're both still alive, really old. And third, Well, here's the thing about their names. Like, those are old people names, so I'm not surprised there's the Irma and Harvey that are, but they found them too. Like, that is kind of a weird story. It's a fun story.
Yeah, and they're a pretty amazing couple. Over the years, they've cared for over 120 foster children, many of them physically or mentally disabled. So, shout out to Irma and Harvey.
The people.
Their last name is Schletter.
Irma and Harvey Schletter. Wow. How about this? The news is now covering. They're like, honey, the news is at the door.
Finally made it.
Pull the oxygen tank over so we can talk to Ned Permy. All right, what else you got?
Well, this is cool. Time Magazine put together a list of female firsts, and I just have a few of them to give them shout-outs. Aretha Franklin, she was the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Oprah was the first woman to own and produce her own talk show. Do you have something about Aretha, Bobby?
I don't know.
No. Selena Gomez was the first to reach 100 million followers on Instagram. Slight difference.
Just difference in the time period. That's it.
Yeah. Serena Williams is the first tennis player to win 23 Grand Slam single titles. And then Hillary Clinton, obviously, being the first woman to win a major party's nomination for president. I mean, the list goes on. It was just pretty cool to read all the different women.
You know, the Hillary stuff, she did lose.
Yeah.
But I think we lose sight that she was the first person to ever be one of the candidates.
For president.
I mean, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she did lose. But when we're like, oh, she's a loser. But she, for females, like, that's the farthest anyone's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else you got?
Well, I have good news. If you're a vegan, I don't know, maybe this is only interesting to me, but there is a cruise line that's now offering trips, and it's totally vegan. And you do yoga, and you hang out.
Do they pay you to go? Because I wouldn't, that sounds terrible.
No, but this is the first of its kind, and it's a week-long cruise that includes yoga. And vegan cooking classes. So now, vegans have a place to go vacation if they want to. On the open sea.
Man, that'll be the friendliest cruise ever, too.
People will be like walking around, namaste.
Everybody's all butt naked with hairy armpits. That's all it's going to be. Yeah, what else?
True, you can be vegan and shave and all that. So if you're feeling low, what you need to do is one of these things. Chew a piece of mint gum. Suck on a peppermint candy. Wear mint-scented lotion or drink some mint tea. So the common denominator here is mint. If you're feeling low, find yourself some mint.
Then why don't we just fix all the world's problems?
I don't know. Maybe they don't know. Maybe they need to listen to this pile and like sip some mint tea.
Let me tell you, one of the more underrated candies is the peppermint. Because I will walk out of a restaurant and go, ugh, peppermints. I'm like, they're just so nothing to it.
Uh-huh.
But then I'll grab one and be like, I might as well. They're free. And then I'll eat one and I go, I kind of like this. Now, I didn't love it, but I hated it just looking at it. I was like, I don't like peppermints. But then once I really put it in and enjoy, I feel like the peppermint, just a simple round peppermint, one of the more underrated candies in American history.
Yeah.
Don't love it, just underrated. Thank you.
Okay.
Done?
Thank you. I made me. That's my pile. The Bobby Bones
Show. The clown movie comes out. Scary movie. It. And so people are going to be talking about it. It's getting great reviews. I will not go watch it. Mike D, who answers the phones and is a producer, is going to sit with people from work.
Yeah, we're all going.
Who's we? Who are all these new friends around here?
I made some new friends at work.
That girl that blew you off, is she in this group?
She is in this group, yeah.
Oh, sit beside her. Let her grab.
Like, oh.
Yeah?
Okay.
Do you still like hope something comes from this, or have you kind of mailed it in?
In the back of my mind, I guess the thought's still there.
I like the honesty. But it is that new crazy, scary movie that comes out. This is not a commercial, because I'll say this. I have no interest in it. I will not watch it. Don't care. Eddie.
What?
Talk to me for a second.
What?
It was suggested to me. I'm not even going to say it was my idea, but I think it's a brilliant segment idea. We make your 9-year-old watch It.
You guys are crazy. Like, how am I going to terrify my child for the rest of his life for you guys?
Yeah, but
think about when we were kids. Yeah. I was watching Freddy Krueger and Jason.
Dude, when the commercial comes on TV, he, like, looks at it, and he has this look on his face like, get me out of this room. I can't sit him down for an hour and a half and watch this whole thing.
Just talk to him and say, just ask him if he wants to.
Give him the choice.
Okay.
Yeah, it's American. We have choices.
He loves movies. Wait, this is his thing.
What rating is it?
Probably R?
Guys, no way. I can't do that.
Only because of the killer part of the
clown. How old is he?
He's nine.
Chief Keith showed me those movies at 9 years old. No problem. Yeah. You got this.
Do like my parents, and then at the bad parts, cover my face.
Nah, dude. I say just put it's life. Push him in. Pull, like, deep into the pool, buddy. Okay. Just talk to him about it and give him the option and let us know how it goes.
All right.
Mike D, let us know Monday how it goes.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for hanging out with us here. That's going to be a 9 year old at it? That'd be fun.
Okay.
Huh? Let's go. All right. So appreciate you guys hanging. Just new music out today from three artists in the country world. Like five big albums are out this week. It's a really big week for music. But thanks to Kip Moore. Thanks to Thomas Rhett. Dustin Lynch, who was in yesterday, got a new record. Kelly Clarkson has a new record. Sam Smith has a new record. There's just so much music out there. So all that's there. Thanks for hanging out with us during the week. You know, we continue to watch what's happening with Irma. We're back Monday. I don't know what we're going to do, but we'll just all watch the news and hope that we hope for the best possible outcome. But we appreciate you hanging out with us this week. We really do. And thanks to all the artists who stopped by. And we'll check back and we'll see you Monday morning here on The Bobby Bones Show. Have a good weekend, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.